This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 432 for Monday, June 13th. ICE canola futures are weaker on Monday, being driven lower by a major sell-off in the stocks and equities markets. The July canola contract gives up $16.90 at $1,087.30 per ton. New crop November loses $15.60 at $1,028.60 per ton. There's also weakness in the Chicago soy complex and European rapeseed, but there are slight increases in Malaysian palm oil. Global crude oil prices are virtually unchanged, providing no direction to veg oils. Rain is in the prairie forecast from today until Wednesday. Such will slow any remaining spring planting, particularly in the eastern prairies, where wet conditions have delayed seeding. As the United States dollar surges upward, the Canadian dollar is falling back. The loonie drops to 77.75 U.S. cents, compared to Friday's close of 78.27. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says export inspections for the week ending June 9th include nearly 1.2 million tons of corn, down almost 18% from the previous week. Outbound movements of soybeans are more than 605,000 tons, jumping over 65%. At almost 389,000 tons, wheat export inspections rise nearly 9.5%. The USDA is scheduled to issue its weekly crop progress report this afternoon. Corn planting is expected to be almost complete, while soybean seeding is thought to be ahead of its five-year average. The weather outlook for the U.S. Corn Belt points to hot and dry weather for the next 2 weeks. Also, hot and dry weather is taking a toll on crops in Western Europe, especially in the Southwest. As the war rages on in Ukraine, any chances of a grain corridor being opened are becoming extremely remote. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are weaker on Monday. The July contract tumbles 38 cents at $17.07.5 per bushel. July soy oil foregoes 1.3 cents at 79.51 U.S. cents per pound. July soy meal gives up $14 at $4.15.10 per short ton. Corn futures are lower on Monday as the July contract loses 4 cents at $7.69 per bushel. Chicago oats have turned around as the July contract is now up 8.5 cents at $6.60. The U.S. wheat complex is narrowly mixed as Chicago July nudges up a quarter cent at $10.71. Kansas City July slips 0.75 cents at $11.62. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis July is up 0.5 cents at $12.22. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Monday, June 13th. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.